knowledge beyond dreams. Discover That's the Way Love Goes, a collection of short stories by Mark Marcus. Go to thatsthewaylovegoes.net and let the dreams begin. Hi, this is Mark, and welcome back to the Candle Show podcast. So I'm at day 10 of my gastric bypass surgery, and I wanted to share a couple of things with you that you might find interesting. Well, my surgery was concluded with the doctor using staples laparoscopically as opposed to sutures. And so I had 10 staples in 5 different locations on my tummy. And this may be more information than you want to know, but I'm not going to get graphic. But it was really weird because when they were in, they looked like staples. I mean, they just looked like staples. They looked like the kind of staples you would take a staple gun and go doo-doo, you know, and kind of creepy having this metal kind of sticking out of your tummy in 5 different locations. And they were like, 3 here, 4 there, 2 there, 2 there, and 2 there. You know, it was kind of wild. So I knew that today was going to be the day that that they removed them. And I got to be honest with you, I was not looking forward to it. In fact, they have not been painful. I've been very blessed. I took a shower and everything. I've been taking showers and make sure they dry it off well. But it is metal. So I had my appointments set for 9 a.m. this morning. This is Thursday. I guess this podcast will come out on a Friday, but so you know what I mean. I was kind of nervous. I don't like pain. I really, really don't like pain. So I was kind of stressing. So I actually woke up at like 4:52 this morning and had a tummy ache. And I don't know if it was psychosomatic or not, but I really had a tummy ache and could not get back to sleep. So I get to the doctor's office, make it down time, and they take me back in the room. And I'm just sitting there, you know, and I'm thinking, oh, God, I mean, what are you going to use, a staple remover? I've never had this happen before. So the doctor comes in, and I'm like, Doug, it hurts. She goes, well, what hurts? And I said, you taking it out. She goes, well, you know, you haven't even started yet. I said, yeah, but why wait? You know, I mean, I know it's going to hurt. I said, so is it going to hurt me or not? And if it is, Doc, just tell me the truth. Please tell me. And I'm whining kind of, and she says, okay, lean back on the table, you know, and open up your shirt. And, she puts on her gloves, and I'm thinking, oh, God, oh, Jesus. And then all of a sudden, one of the RNs come into the room, and they're kind of one on one side and one on the other. And they get these instruments out, and they go, now, just hold steady and breathe deeply. Now, that is a bad launch for anything. If somebody ever tells you, okay, hold steady and breathe deeply. I want you to prepare for pain. Do you understand what I'm saying? Nothing ever good came after hold steady and breathe deeply. And I start, like, oh, and then they put this alcohol and this iodine or whatever. You know that cool feeling you get when I hate that feeling. I know that the alcohol has to be done. It protects you. But man, oh, man, all of a sudden my panic mode kicks in. I mean, I go from being a grown man back to about maybe 4.5 years old. I start muscling up, tensing up, and the doctor goes, now, Mark, that's going to make it worse. I'm like, well, just, you know, I'm breathing. And they go, and the other nurse goes, Mark, look, it's not going to hurt. She goes, you know, it's going to be okay. So then my physician's assistant walks in, who's a man. He's walking in. So he walks in, and I like him a great deal. So he's standing at the end of the table. So I got 2 women, one on either side, and he's kind of near the entrance, I guess, to observe or watch or whatever. And my doctor says, you know, why don't you come over and hold his hand? I said, wait a minute, hold up. That's not necessary. Now, I want you to know that it's funny that I shifted gears so quickly, because one minute I'm like screaming for my mama, and this big guy walking, oh, give me your hand. I'm like, you know what, Skillet? That's all right, brother. Just back on up. That was one way to get me to grow up fast, because I ain't going to sit there be holding no guy's hand or something. All right, no, I got to be a little lot, much more in pain than this. So they take these instruments, and they kind of look like pliers. I don't know. I couldn't really see them. I had my eyes squinted so tight. And the funny thing is, it took about maybe maybe 2 minutes or a minute, but that was probably because of me moving. And the doctor was more heavy-handed than the nurse. The nurse was on her side of me. It felt like little scratches. But the doctor, when she hit the first staple, was like, ba-boom! I was like, whoa, it hurt. I don't know. Anyway, so they pulled him out, and, you know, it's just weird. I wouldn't say it hurt, but it didn't feel good, you know. But I'm so glad they're gone. And they put these sterile strips or steri strips. I don't know what they're, whatever. They're like little pieces of tape that are supposed to be over the scars. And they'll stay on until they fall off, in which time it's, you know, I guess I'm done. So that was all there was. It was a weird experience about that. And here's something. I don't think they were laughing at the following question, but I was totally serious. I mean, after that ordeal, I said, don't y'all got any lollipops in there or something for a brother, you know? And they look at me like, oh, come on, Mark. I said, no, really. Do you have anything in there? Because, I mean, you know, I'm not joking. They said, and all three of them looked at me and they were cracking up. But I was like, well, come on. Don't you have like something? That's a lot of pain. So anyway, there was my big ordeal. And I'm so glad to have those staples removed. And it is a weird sight. So as I told you on my previous podcast, I've pretty much been eating gruel for the last, well, ever since November 1st. And I define that as, you know, well, first it was clear liquids for the first 3 days. And then it's pretty much been like really thin broth, applesauce, which to me is not a good thing. I mean, it's kind of like, a little cottage cheese, a lot of broth, a little bit of yogurt, you know, all soft, squishy, nasty food, right? So she said, well, you know, and I'll be honest with you, I'm amazed at all the food commercials. I mean, everything looks good now. I mean, it's like I could eat a brick. I'm not hungry. You know, my body doesn't need it because, I mean, I'm okay. But my mind, it's my mind. You know, especially when they show those big burgers and stuff. It's like, oh, baby. You know, it's hard. It's so hard. So after the doctor appointment, I'm skipping a couple of hours now. I get home and I didn't have time to eat this morning. And I thought, well, the book says I can have scrambled eggs. So I decided, I haven't made scrambled eggs in a long time. But get this, scrambled one egg, and I put accent in it, some salt and pepper, and I have a little bitty egg skillet. You know, it's really small, and it's kind of fun. You know, it's just a little tiny one. And I used a little bit of, margarine or something in the pan. And it took about, you know, a really short time to soft scramble it. Poured it into the bowl and took a bite, and it was so good. I have never tasted an egg that good before in my life. And I don't know if it's because it's the first real solid thing I've eaten. Although it's not solid, it's soft. But, you know, the accent and all the spices, oh man, it was good. But what really surprised me, and by the way, you know, I have to eat much, much slower than usual. So it took me about, to eat the one scrambled egg, I think I took about 15 minutes to eat it, maybe 20 minutes. I wanted to just shove it right down my throat, but that would have caused serious pain and complications. But what surprised me was that it filled me up, you know? One egg, boys and girls. I got to tell you, you know, hey, I'm a Kentucky boy, okay? I can put down 8 eggs with not even a problem. That's just to get me started. That even before I even get to the bacon, the waffles, and God knows what else happens to be sitting on the table. So it was weird. It was just so weird. And it was just wonderful. But the other thing, so that was my official first meal. I've had other things store-bought, you know, like some mashed potatoes, although I haven't been able to keep much stuff down, and it didn't taste very good. And I've had some oatmeal. But this was something I actually, you know, did on my own without packaging, you know. And it was, I'm just delighted to have a new appreciation of food. But what was really amazing is one egg to fill me up, it's just like I was in the Twilight Zone. Did you know that you can take any liquid medicine or almost any liquid medicine back to the pharmacy? You can take it back. I took mine back. But you can also do it at the time of purchase and have them put flavoring in it. I've been drinking down all these stomach medications and all preventative medicines. And even, I told you, I'm taking liquid painkillers. Really strong stuff. But all this stuff tastes like quinine. It is just offensive. And so today I had enough of it. I can't do this. So after the doctor's office, we went over to the pharmacy, and the pharmacist was just laughing. I guess most of the people do this for their kids. Hey, I'm a big kid at heart. And I said, you know, the bottle's half empty now anyway. I said, can you put some flavoring in this for me? Because I don't like it, you know. It was so funny. It took me about 10 minutes to convince them I was serious and why. And then they gave me all this list of flavors. I mean, banana, pineapple, grape, cherry, orange. I'm like, oh my God. They didn't have pina colada, but you know, not that I would want pina colada. I wouldn't mind a nice, it only cost $3. Now they said that some medicines, they're not allowed to add flavoring because it changes the chemical makeup. But whatever I'm taking, and this medication is the good stuff, believe me. They gave me all the caveats, you know, well, we're going to add this for you, but if you don't like it, we can't take it out, and we're not going to give you any free more medicine. You know, this is it, buddy. So believe me, as nasty as this medicine was, it was all right, you know. But anyway, so they put it in, and they took them a few minutes because they had to do some kind of thing they do, and they brought it back to me. And they said, well, we hope you like it. So I said, wait a minute. And I put just a little bit on my tongue in the store, and this big smile. You know, it's like, it's still not good. I'm not suggesting I'd use it as a mixer or anything, you know, but I no longer have the chills. So I'm going to, anytime I get medicine that's liquid, like cough syrup or something, if it doesn't taste good, hey man, you know, take it to your pharmacist if you get to have the same thing and have them put some cherry flavoring or whatever flavor you like in there. And it may cost you a couple of bucks extra. So there's Mark's tip for the day. All right. Now, here's the thing that really tickles me to death. So around 6 o'clock, this was after my egg, and around 7 o'clock, I guess, I'm out with a friend. And this may sound strange, but when I was in the hospital, the first day of surgery, and I realized I was going to be on a clear liquid diet for 3 days, and then, you know, basically eating gruel for the next 5 weeks or 6 weeks, things crossed your mind as to what you are going to eat when you can eat regular food again. Well, I didn't get that far. I'm still working on that because it'll be a long time before I can really eat what I want to eat. I accept that. But what I really, really wanted, because in the book I have, it says you can have tea and coffee, you know, if in moderation. There's a restaurant out here. It's called Caro's. And there's also another part of it called Coco's. And they have a blend of coffee that is just my favorite. I'm not a big coffee. In fact, I can tell you that I don't really like coffee except in these two restaurants, because they use the same coffee. It's called Farmer Brothers. And I'm sure coffee connoisseurs would think it's just, you know, regular coffee. It's not, I don't like Starbucks or anything. This coffee is so good. And I've been thinking for the last, I started on Tuesday, but I've been thinking over the last 3 or 4 days, boy, I want to go to Carol's and get some coffee, that coffee. So today, around 6:37, that's what I did. A friend and I went over to Carol's, and my original goal, because I haven't been in a restaurant since the surgery, and in fact, a couple of buddies of mine have said, well, you know, let's get together, but what can we do? Because most of the time when I get together with my friends, what do? We eat. So I must admit, I've been feeling a little uncomfortable about what I'm going to do for the next 5 or 6 weeks, which also happens to include Thanksgiving and Christmas. But that's for another day. So we get to the restaurant, and the waitress, you know, asks what do you want, and what, you know, asks for our order. And of course, I order the coffee, and I have mine with real milk. I put the milk in a little bit and some real sugar. Yes, I'm still eating real sugar, although in moderation. Took a swig of the coffee, and it was so good. It was, I don't know why. Everything is tasting so much better now. But that's not the main point. So, my friend and I, you know, she said, well, would you like something to eat? So my friend said, well, I think I'll get some soup. And I thought, yeah, what kind of soup do you have? And turns out they have a bunch of soup that no way I could eat, you know, like spicy soups, gumbos and things. But they also had some cream of broccoli. So I said, oh, may I have a cup of, you know, cream of broccoli soup? I haven't had that before, but it's kind of soft and mushy. So I thought I'd be okay. So they bring it. And I must admit, I was a little apprehensive because I didn't have my pain medication with me. And I didn't want to have an episode where, you know, in the fetal position out in public. You know, I'm just a little scared, you know, because the consequences of eating offensive food at this time or food that your body is not ready for can be pretty dire, or at least appear that way. Anyway, I took a very small taste of the soup and swallowed it slowly. and I didn't have any adverse effect after about 2 or 3 minutes. So to make a long story short, or a short story shorter, or a long story longer, I was able to eat a cup of cream of broccoli soup and crackers, believe it or not. Saltines are fine to eat. Don't ask me why, but that's not a problem. I guess because you can chew them, you know, so quickly and so finely that it doesn't really cause a problem. But I was able to sit in the restaurant, and I had 2 cups of coffee and a cup of soup. It took about 1.5 hours, but we were just kind of, you know, visiting anyway. And it was wonderful, and it filled me up. I mean, I'm just amazed. I don't know. It's somebody had told me that I could walk away from a dining room situation on a cup of soup and 2 cups of coffee, and good coffee too, and feel completely satisfied, and given my recent history in the last week, without any pain or discomfort, I would have said they were insane. I feel like a whole new world has opened up to me, and this is only the beginning. So it's going to be a wonderful 2012, and I'm so glad that I had the surgery before the holiday season. I have a couple of other friends of mine, well, they're not friends, but people I know, who are going to wait until, and these people are morbidly obese, I'd say no less than 150 pounds overweight each, and they're going to wait till January to undergo any type of surgery. And when someone had made that suggestion to me about a month ago, that, you know, Mark, why don't you just wait, you don't want to miss the holiday season, I can tell you that if I had waited, I would have probably eaten everything in sight. I mean, listen, when you know you're going to have this kind of surgery, all of a sudden it becomes like, I better eat it now because I won't be able to eat it later. And all of a sudden you just start eating. And I'm positive that if I had waited until January 1st to undergo surgery, I probably would have gained another 30 pounds because I let me tell you something, oh man, the minute we had this particular surgery scheduled, I mean, I just kind of went crazy then. In the last 2 weeks or so, I know I gained at least 10 pounds. So can you imagine a whole holiday season thinking it's going to be the last one I can eat without my stomach being jacked up, man? Anyway, there you go. I'm so happy I did it when I did. I am making a joyful noise, my friends, and I hope you are too. So, it's going to be nice once the pain subsides and I get more used to it. Not a lot of pain now. I'm getting better. But the fact that I can eat an egg and feel satisfied, and I, of course this will change a little bit over time, or have a cup of coffee and a bowl of soup and feel satisfied and walk away and feel good, is just the most, I feel like I've been given a gift beyond all gifts, you know? And I can think of few things better than this, except of course, you know, having a key to the rabbit hutch, you know, what can I say? Or of course, winning the lottery. You know what? There are things like that, or having 20/20 vision. I mean, obviously, good health is everything. Although that Holmby Hills bunny hutch key would really make me happy. But what are you going to do? Anyway, that's it. Listen, have a great weekend, everybody. Remember to make a joyful noise. I got nothing but love for you, and I will see you back here soon, okay? Take care. Bye-bye.